Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
Hey folks, my name is Scott Lips. I'm a part-time CEO of a fashion agency and part-time drummer with Courtney Love. I've been in the fashion and music space for many years, and I'm here to bring you some insightful interviews into some of the best pop culture personalities. We've had everyone from Anthony Kiedis, from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, to Jay Shetty, to Dove Cameron. Tune in and catch up with Lip Service.
So listen to Lip Service on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And it's the Audio Up News Network on Friday. My name is Zach Selwyn. I'm with Liam Farrell in Brooklyn. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, Zach. How are you?
I'm okay, except for I am in the worst Wi-Fi situation I've ever been in right now. You know, these are the problems we have. My mic's not even plugged in. Look at that. I was speaking into this thing. It's not even plugged in.
Well, I can hear you crystal clear. I have a different voice now because I just woke up from a nap. So
yeah, you got a dark, mellifluous voice.
I sound like Michael Jordan a little bit. That level.
Yeah, man. Might need you to, do some voices in our next scripted podcast.
Yeah, let me know.
You know? Anyway, this is the Audio Up News Network, and, we're looking to bring you guys some fake news and some headlines from around the world. Liam, start us off. What do you got? What's going on?
Well, I mean, the big story of the week is Biden picked Kamala Harris to be his running mate.
Did you see that? I didn't see that. Just kidding.
Oh, you missed it.
Yeah, I missed that story. But, you know, is it going to matter?
It slipped under the radar this week.
Is it going to matter? Here's my new theory. The reason Kanye is running is so he can get half the vote, divide the voters who don't want Trump, and then Trump waltzes back in 4 more years.
I can see that. That's a possibility. I mean, Kanye has been apparently talking. Well, at first, the story earlier this week was that it leaked that Jared Kushner privately met with Kanye West while Kanye was camping with his family.
Oh, I know. Isn't that crazy? Just like, oh, hi, guys. What are you doing out here in Montana?
Oh, hey. I didn't know you guys. Yeah, I didn't know you guys liked this KOA campground.
KOA.
What is it like? What does Kanye camping even look like? Like, do they do tents, do you think?
No, it's probably one of those, like, massive glamping kind of things where they have, like, a crazy vehicle with stove and toilet in it and everything like that.
Yeah, I can see that. Or, yeah, or just like one tour bus each family member.
Yeah, they're like the Eagles. Yeah. You know, they each have a separate tour bus. Yeah, that's probably what it is. I know Maya Rudolph is happy, though, because, you know, now she's got that role to play again for a while.
Yes, she's going to be returning to SNL, Maya Rudolph, friend of the show. I mean, I assume that she's going to pick up that role. She crushed it in this last season, so.
Well, you know what's funny is that back in the day, I wanted Michael Dukakis to win the presidency just so John Lovitz can stay on and do his impression.
That would be great.
It was amazing. It was so funny. And then he lost, and I was like, I hate politics. And that was it. That's what threw me right there. So welcome back, Maya. NBA ratings are low. I didn't see that. I'm watching every game of the NBA. It's the greatest sporting event I've ever seen. It's like March Madness every day. Players are playing out of their mind. They're fighting for a playoff spot. It's awesome. Like, the NBA has never been better right now. No jokes.
Really?
There. I just thought I'd tell you. Yeah, so if the ratings are low, I don't know. Like, I'm about to watch a Suns game. Suns Mavericks, and I'm excited about it. It's crazy.
That'd be cool if it was the Phoenix Suns, and it was S-O-N-S.
Oh, yeah.
Just children of male children of other men, and they just played against the Albuquerque Daughters.
I'd be a Tucson son, so there you go. Male children of other men. That sounds like a Jason Isbell song.
Yeah, it does.
Children having children, whatever that great song was. Yes. Now, this is what I really wanted to talk about, this motorcycle rally in South Dakota. Sturgis, the smash mouth guy, got out there and started talking shit about coronavirus and stuff. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so he was talking some shit. He wasn't wearing a mask while he was doing it, I should note. They were just one of many bands at the concert. The headline featured Buck Cherry and Trapped. Just, bands that it's good to get a tramp stamp tattoo to, you know?
I have a Third Eye Blind tramp stamp still.
Really?
Yeah, sure. The Smash Mouth. I mean, come on. And then he's out there. I mean, it's like the worst lineup I've ever heard of. At the worst place in the world. These bikers all talking about how we're all going to get it. Might as well get it on my Harley. You know?
Exactly.
Amazing.
I always thought bikers were silly. They're trying to be all like manly and like, there's only two genders kind of guys. But they're walking around in costumes. They wear costumes out in public. They look silly.
Don't tell them that, though.
I'll tell right to their face over Zoom.
Oh, yeah. See, I'm more embarrassed, not by the Harley guy style, but by the other bikers' styles. The guys who just insist on, like, the spandex with, like, they have an advertisement on it every time they have to ride a 10-speed around. Like, is there any other outfit for a casual bike ride than that?
Oh, yeah, you're right. It's lots of bold colors. And
yeah, yeah. Always. Yeah, like, Honey Nut Cheerios. I'm like, are you sponsored by those guys?
You know? Yeah, because I assume that a lot of them pay for those outfits, and it's just free advertisement for the brand that's smacked on there. Yeah.
Big time.
Speaking of paying tickets to this festival, I shit you not, Zach, $360 a pop.
Come on. Seriously?
I don't even think – yeah, that's how baseline – that's nosebleed shit. I don't even think I would pay that much to see Michael Jackson open for the Beatles.
Yeah, that's – That's a high price. That's Hamilton ticket. That's like one Hamilton ticket. I don't know.
That's up there.
Very funny.
And where's Nickelback during all this? I feel like this is right in their wheelhouse.
Great question, but they are Canadian. Maybe they weren't welcome there.
Oh, yeah.
Never that's made it point. As a blind man. Only made it as a dark man singing. I wouldn't risk
a great jam.
I would not risk COVID to see... You know, like Neil Young. I mean, I can't even imagine like my favorite bands are like the Dead in like 76 or something. I'd be like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good. I'll get
wouldn't risk COVID for it.
No. But you know what? I would pay for the bootleg tape of that Sturgis rally, you know, like I used to do for Grateful Dead bootlegs, like go around and hopefully someone's mixing that up right now.
Can you hear people for those bootleg thing? Can you hear people talking, like having other conversations in those? Or is it just all like you can hear?
No, every once in a while you hear some dude yell out like, "Oh, Jerry!" You know, dumb shit.
Oh, yeah.
I remember we had a Fish bootleg in the middle of it. This guy just goes, "In Vermont, you can do what you want."
Well, he wasn't wrong.
Yeah, he wasn't wrong.
Yeah.
Well, good job, Sturgis. Way to keep it safe out there in South Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of talk about G4 returning, the great G4, where I got a very big part of my career started. I was on that show for 3 years, Attack of the Show, time of my life. I saw that they're bringing it back and not one phone call, not an email, not a text, nothing for me. So I think I'm too old.
Not even
I'm too white.
Oh man, but Munn's coming back.
Of course, Olivia Munn's coming back. I mean, she's the face of the whole show. But they'll probably just do younger people. I mean, they might. I heard from one person that they might do a thing with, like, "Hey, we're having an old school day" or something like that. But I doubt it. I haven't expected much from them in a long time. They were a very cool company to work for, but even after I left, it sort of became, you just sort of felt ignored for a while. You know.
I hear that they've been ignoring me my entire life. They're not emailed me once.
Not once. No, I think my band Blair Herder might be behind the restart, and that's cool. He's an old friend of mine, too. And I don't know. If it happens, it happens. If not, all good, man. I have come to peace in my life at this point. You know?
That's a good way of looking at it. Munn, if you're out there, send us a text.
Yeah.
Send us a drop a pin or whatever you got to do, and we'll scooter on over to G4. My man Zach will host
a
show called Gaming for Dads.
Dad Gaming. I'm Zach Selwyn, guys. Welcome. Attack of the Show.
Yeah, just World War II strategy games. That's the only games you cover.
Who wants to play Risk?
Yeah.
We were ahead of our time. That's all I'll say about Attack of the Show.
We were ahead of our time. Yep.
Good shit. Good shit. So tell me about some. Yeah. You had some emoji drama recently?
Yeah, I did. Thanks for asking. So I wrote a strongly worded email to Mark Zuckerberg. And basically, I'm asking him to move the laughing emoji away from the crying emoji.
Good call.
Because, yeah, my friend's grandma passed away, and I wanted to offer some condolences in the form of an emoji, a crying emoji. Let them know I feel for you. I'm crying. But I accidentally, my fat sausage fingers clicked the laughing emoji, and I didn't realize it. So that was up there for like a day or two.
Better than hitting the
laughing reaction at this person losing their loved grandma.
Much better than hitting the eggplant emoji over the dead grandma.
Ooh. Yeah.
That would have been bad. Just, oh, God, you sick fuck.
It'd be bad, Zach.
You sick fuck. Oh, that's funny. I love the eggplant and the water squirting emoji next to each other.
You think this is funny?
Yeah. How dare you? Yeah, so let's move the emojis around, whoever's in charge of those things.
Move them around, guys.
Did you ever see the Emoji Movie?
No, I heard it was one of the worst movies ever made, right?
I mean, I wouldn't say that. It was definitely a $15 nap for me.
Oh, okay. You know? Okay.
But T.J. Miller, the recently canceled T.J. Miller was in it. And, you know, it had some moments, but what a concept.
Yes. Did T.J. Miller just play the, like, dancing, this like, no, it was actually dancing lady?
That's funny. She was very attractive in the movie. She was a kilf. No, she was T.J. Miller played the meh emoji. They're like just straight faced meh. And he's like, no one ever used
it. That's pretty on brand.
Yeah. But I actually kind of, I don't know. I didn't hate it.
No, well, check it out. I do love T.J. Miller. You know, controversy noted. Understand. I hope he's on a path to redemption, but I find him hilarious.
So maybe that is very, very funny. Very funny. Yeah. Bad reputation. Very funny guy.
Yes.
You know?
Can't call in an Amtrak bomb scare. That's a not a good thing.
That'll work against you.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Zach,
can I ask you a personal question?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Do you have any skin tags?
Ew, no. I don't. I have a couple I have a lot of moles.
You don't have any that like jut out from your skin? And
no, but I know what those are. You have those?
Yeah, I just developed them a couple months ago, like under my armpit. It's really embarrassing.
Oh,
I don't want to wear tank tops anymore. Like, you know, I'm kind of glad the gym is closed. I don't have to expose everybody to my like little underarm stalactites.
That's disgusting. Congratulations on your new skin tags. Have you named them?
Yes.
Good. You have to.
Finkelstein, Levine, Gittleson, and Tettenbaum. They're also a local law firm in my hometown.
Finkelstein, good. He's real good.
Yeah, it's weird. I think what happened is before my wife and I were getting married, we went to the Bed Bath & Beyond, and you take that little gun around, you know, for the registry, and just point at shit, and then it
beep, beep,
so we're doing that, exactly, and we had like a little registry guide lady, and she had dozens, Zach, of skin tags just on her neck, and I could not stop looking. There's like jewelry dripping off of it and everything. Yeah. And she was talking about like making paella in this one dish, and all I could imagine was her adding a little like one little skin tag for spice. And I think after that meeting, mine just developed. So
yeah, you caught it from her. It's like COVID. It's like COVID. It just spreads. How did I mean the
skin tag 19? Leave this in.
I will. That's hilarious.
Oh, great.
Gross.
Gross.
Ugh. What else is happening here? We could go back into Trump. He said to AOC, you're a poor student. She said, yeah, let's see your college transcript, guy.
Yeah, man. I mean, that was quite a clapback from AOC. Yeah, she said, release your college transcript, and I'll release mine, and we'll see who's the better student. Loser funds the post office.
Boom. That's good. She could stand up to this ass face and fucking take him down someday. I mean, hopefully she won't even be running against him ever because she's not, 32 yet or whatever. But she's good. I'm glad someone's saying some smart shit to him.
Yeah. I don't expect this, but I really hope she doesn't regret this and he releases a transcript and he's an A student. I mean, there's no chance of that happening. I just think if she has to fund the post office, it's going to be very expensive.
You know Trump is having a fake transcript printed up right now from whatever university he went to, showing that he was a straight-A student.
Oh, he definitely is.
You know. I was just saying college canceled fall sports, so now there's no – they've canceled parties, fall sports, and in-person classes. Tell me enrollment's going to stay high.
What's the point?
Yeah, there's no point anymore. You sit around on a Zoom call.
Yeah.
And fall asleep. We'll see how that goes for all these universities. You know,
yeah, and you pay an arm and a leg for that shit too.
$75,000 to fall asleep on a Zoom call.
Woo!
You know,
that's an expensive nap. Yeah,
that really is.
Yeah, I heard you talking about that on the earlier in the week's podcast.
Yeah, Wednesday.
You're covering a lot of good stories. Yeah.
Yeah, I hit some stuff, but yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Of course, we are Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Friday, Liam and I do this. Hopefully next week we'll be in a better Wi-Fi situation, although hopefully we got some good notes in there today. Busy day for me, though. I got to bounce for another call here, so we can wrap it up early. And pray for Simon Cowell.
Pray for Simon Cowell. Yeah. All right.
I bet this is a cover-up, by the way, for his like latest facelift. That's my theory.
Oh, yeah, he's going to come out of this looking like Tiger King. Or like I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, next week, remind me, I'll tell you my Simon Cowell encounter story.
I can't wait for that. We are here Monday, Wednesday, Friday with the Audio Up News Network, the best real fake news. Next week might be tricky if I'm recording Gary Busey for Uncle Drank. I'll let you know how that goes. But if I have some free time, we can get it in. In the meantime, I'm Zach Selwyn in L.A.
And I'm Gary Busey here in and I'm Liam here in Brooklyn.
Thanks, Gary. Good talking to you. All right, we'll see you next year.
Hey, Dennis Quaid here, and I want to tell you about the Orange Tree. Now, I have recently started a podcast network called Audio Up, and much as I prepare for movie roles, I've been researching the podcast landscape and listening to hundreds of podcasts. One in particular stopped me in my tracks. The Orange Tree. It's a true crime podcast series told with such authenticity and care by Haley Butler and Tinu Thomas, two journalists who were University of Texas students when they started reporting on the story. It's about the 2005 murder of a young woman named Jennifer Cave near the University of Texas at Austin campus. What struck me most was the thorough examination of the case and the exclusive access granted to these two young reporters. What makes this true crime story so unique is their perspective. They're two young women who are the same age as Jennifer Cave and at very similar points in their lives. The Orange Tree is engaging, it's thoughtful, and really, really powerful. Take a listen to The Orange Tree on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts today.
Well, hey there. Hey, Dennis Quaid is here. That's right. And guess what? I have a podcast. It's called The Denissance, and I think you should listen. I'm having some really cool conversations with some really interesting people like music legend Billy Ray Cyrus, housewife of Beverly Hills Garcelle Bouvet, and many, many more.
Listen to The Denissance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.